Hello there, and welcome back to Galaxy Brain Magazine's Questions and Answer section. I'm Jane Wilson, and this week's question is kind of an interesting one, and it sort of comes in a two-parter. And it goes like this. If imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, why do we hate it so much? And I'm just going to answer the first part, which I sort of read as a question. Like, do you think imitation is the sincerest form of flattery? And I'm here to put up my hand in front of everybody and say yes. And the way I can prove it is that I am constantly flattering people with my imitations. I mean, of course, the writers of the words, the speakers of the words, the spirit behind the words. I'm a fan of old movies and always have been, and I have borrowed. I don't do actual imitations like a person who does actual imitations. I am drawn to the word, and I'm also drawn to the spirit with which it is spoken. So, yes, and if I can only pay them back in flattery, then, you know, that's all they're going to get. So, I've got three right here that I thought you might enjoy, and you can add to it, of course, on your own. I've got about another 1,000, but I thought these three might really just sort of like clinch it, just nutshell the whole situation. So the first one comes from a movie I like to call Moonstruck, for that is its name. And you might remember it as having been directed by Canada's great director, Norman Jewison, starring fantastic actors Danny Aiello, Olympia Dukakis, Nicolas Cage, and of course Cher in what I believe was her Oscar-winning role. Anyway, the scene that it comes from is where Cher snaps awake one morning, absolutely naked, in Nicolas Cage's bed, a man she just met the night before, when going to meet him specifically to tell him on behalf of her fiancé that his brother, Danny Aiello, her fiancé, was going to be marrying her. And somehow after that point, you know, one thing led to another. The relationship evolved to the degree that the next morning she woke up naked in his bed. And having done that, just in shock and horror, leaps out, just running after her pantyhose, her shoes, her blouse, anything she can find, and just shouting at Nicolas Cage, who's just pulling himself out of bed, saying, "This never happened. It will never be spoken of. You can just put it out of your mind. And anyone that says a word is going to die. And that's it. And it's over. And I'm just ready to say farewell." And Nicolas Cage says, I don't think I can do that. I'm in love with you." And Cher looks at him and slaps him, then slaps him again, then looks at him again and says, "Snap out of it." And that, my friends, I use in writing, in speaking, with people, mostly in my head, telling the animals to behave themselves and quit doing whatever that is that they're doing. Snap out of it. One of the greatest, and one of the greatest deliveries of that little phrasette. My next one comes from one of the biggest, greatest OGs of television and also film, Mary Tyler Moore. And the phrasette that I'm bringing to you today came from the very first episode of the very first Mary Tyler Moore show, in which she goes into WJM, the TV station, to speak with the news director, Lou Grant, although I would only call him Mr. Grant, and you should too, because we don't know him. So she goes in to speak to Mr. Grant. She's brought into his office after some awkward backing and forthing. He asks her to sit down and then asks her if she'd like something to drink. And she doesn't notice just then that he's reached into his bottom drawer and is pulling out a bottle. And her response is, "Oh, no, I'm fine. I don't need a thing." And then she looks over and sees him with a bottle in his hand, and he says, "Well, I don't like to drink alone." And she says, "Oh, well, then I'll have a Brandy Alexander." And again, you know, in what situation where you're being offered a beverage, isn't the words, Brandy Alexander, aren't the words. Brandy Alexander, just fabulous, funny, non sequitur. You know, you can say it to your dentist when he's asking you if you need something to rinse with, and you say, I'll have a Brandy Alexander. When you speak to your own boss and he's clearly asking you if you'd like a coffee or a tea, and you say, oh, you know what would go down well right now? Brandy Alexander. I'd love that. So, and that just, you know, as I walk down the street talking to nobody except myself in my mind, it makes me laugh. And I love it. And I thought maybe you might be able to squeeze it into your own repertoire. And the final one, comes from that great, great actress, Shirley MacLaine, who is playing the mother of another great, great actress, Meryl Streep, both of them playing a fictionalized version of Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, the real Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. And Carrie Fisher wrote Cards from the Edge, which this is all based on. So I won't give you the whole film again, just the scene. Meryl Streep's had to move into her mother's house, which is just really uncomfortable since she hasn't lived there in like 30 years. And she finally gets down to having a serious conversation with her mother about what's always been wrong. Her mother, who's this, you know, show-offy movie star, singing, dancing, everything, blah, 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 blah. You know, and she's just always, it seems, embarrassed, Meryl Streep. And so the moment arrives, and Meryl Streep says, remember my 17th birthday party where you lifted your skirt in front of everybody? And Shirley says, I did not. It twirled up. But you only remember the bad stuff. Do you remember the big band I got to play at the party? No, you only remember that my skirt accidentally twirled up. And Meryl Streep says, and you weren't wearing any underwear. And Shirley MacLaine says, well, in the perfect ending to just about any conversation when you're on the losing end but want to get out with the last word under your belt, that last word should be well. So those are my three words, three or three phrases or three little expressions that I have in a very flattering fashion borrowed and imitated from much better writers and speakers than I. And I say go for it yourself too, because no one's going to stop you and it can only enrich your life. So, from somebody whose life has been enriched by the flattering they give for the imitation they get, thank you so much for listening.